And we are set to go. 3, 2, 1. Good luck. Have fun. And we are in the game. We start with High Density. They spawn over in the Oak Park area. As High Density already taken up position over Silo. Butterfungus leading the charge here for BZ News as they quickly come into the main courtyard, letting loose with a couple grenades. Gunfire. In comes Butterfungus. He's able to shoot. He's actually taken down. He and Zap taken down. Cryoz up on the missile silo, doing a nice job there. Guns down two of them. Psychomaniac now coming from the Ivy hallway, but it's not. High Density comes out very quickly to try to prove that they are better than their 0-2 record. And right now, we are off with Butterfungus on the respawn as he quickly takes a position up on the top deck of the missile silo as we watch grenades being thrown in near the koi pond and the Ivy hallways. High Density slow to come out of their spawn. They spawned over in the Oak Park area here. Action taking place. That is Monar. Monar gunning down Unknown and 2 before he's taken out by Cryoz. So good work there by Cryoz to stop the bleeding for High Density. As Cryoz now with the Zellar 300 comes out over near the tunnel junction. Looks like he's going to go to the rest area, looking all the way down. Nothing happening there. Up into the upper hallway he runs. He's going to come out on the opposite side. Under the archway he comes, and he's going to hook up with Zap of Bizanews. And Zap quickly gunned down. And just like that, we have a tie. ANTK able to get the drop on Cryoz. So it's tied up here, one apiece. Just about a minute 30 here in two. The match, we spawn with High Density once again coming out of the Oak Park area into the Temple Walkway. A lot of action taking place near the Koi Pond once again, and that is all BZ News as they've quickly infiltrated the map, the portion of the map where High Density was, as we follow Psychomaniac now up the stairwell into the Flower Garden. He turns going through the Tunnel Junction once again across the rest area. Psychomaniac doing a good job here so far. 4 kills for him after 2 rounds. We hear gunfire on the outside. That is Zappa doing his thing, taking out Trig, getting the point here for BZ News. 2-1 now in favor of BZ News. We spawn with High Density. They run out of a missile silo over into the main courtyard. Cross ANTK coming through the upper hallway. He is quickly gunned down on the kill. As we see Psychomaniac in trouble and dropped Sam with the kill here as we go down into the tunnel and doing a little dance, avoiding each other. Butterfungus now finds him. That was Sam. Butterfungus and Sam going at it, but Sam comes out on the short end as we see Zap getting the final kill here for Trig on the other part of the map. So 3-1 here after BZ News gave up the first round. They've come back strong here, taking the last 3 rounds in a row. We quickly hop into the Ivy hallways. Here comes High Density. They're being flanked from the backside. They did not expect that. They are quickly gunned down by Psychomaniac and ANTK, who got the drop on them. And I don't believe they ever saw that coming. Is now Psychomaniac calling for a medic over in the Oak Park area. As we cycle through, we find 2 of High Density. He's got 1 gamer left with him. That is Unknown 2. Now upper hallway, he's got Unknown in front of him. They come under the arch into the main courtyard. Action ensues as he quickly retreats. Unknown is injured. He's got to heal himself. Unfortunately, Sam, carrying the medic pack, is right there to heal him up. As ANTK and a Butterfungus quickly come through the main courtyard and quickly retreating past the rest area. That was High Density. As 2's on the wrong end of Butterfungus's G36. As they are now chasing down Unknown. Unknown in a lot of trouble. He's got 3 gamers to take out of here. Here they come, one after another. He's able to gun down ANTK, but it is going to be Psychomaniac, who is actually the second gamer through that hallway, who gets the point here for BZ News, and they're extending their lead now 4-1. I figured this was going to happen here. I figured we'd see BZ News come out with a bit of a streak here, probably get a 3 or 4 point lead and then start to give up a couple of rounds. But we will have to wait. The action ensuing under the tunnel. ANTK and Cryoz going at it. Cryoz comes out on top as Monar headshotted by Unknown in the main courtyard. Butterfungus comes out looking like a gem there. He's got his G36 at about 80 health as he doubles back into the missile silo. Up the stairwell he runs. He's got Trig in front of him. He's got Unknown. It's a 2-on-1. And not able to get out of that. Butterfungus dying at the hands of Trig. So 4-2 our score here as High Density keeping it close. You don't want to let any clan get out to a big lead, and that is the case here as we see grenades being tossed down into the Ivy hallway, quickly retreating. That is unknown of high density. ANTK and Psychomaniac right there. Psychomaniac dying, as was Monarch. Cryo's doing a nice job. He gets gunned down as well. Retreating down the upper hallway is two, and in in-your-face combat, he quickly guns down Monarch. So two, the last gamer standing here for high density. And from down in the tunnel, Butterfungus says, we will have none of that. Guns down two, ends the round. 5-2 is our score. Psychomaniac, your top killer here for Bizanews, and Cryoz for high density with seven. We pick the action up on the respawn with Butterfungus. He's over on the rest area. He quickly back ducks into the tunnel junction. G36 out and popping. You hear it in the background there. As Butterfungus on the wrong end of Cryoz is a... Actually, that was Cryoz who died. My bad. Butterfungus still alive here. He is injured. About 40 health. He's going after two. Long distance action here as we see two now making a move through the upper hallway. He stops. Comes back. Butterfungus now into that hallway. Red team win. As Butterfungus finally guns down two to end the round here. 6-2 is our score right now. 13 minutes to go here in the match. As we spawn with high density, grenades being tossed over near the koi pond in the Ivy hallway. Zap was caught off guard by Cryoz's exploding monkey. They're taking him out. As we see gamers holding back, and it, just missing that was Sam. Sam avoiding the grenade, but it may have been better to get hit by the grenade because Monar right there to kill him, picking him off, and that is the first kill here for Bizanews in this round as we go over to the Oak Park area, climbing the wall, and in to the Temple Walkway. We go with Cryoz. Action continues here. A little bit slower. We now see two gamers supporting the hallway there. That is Cryoz, Unknown, and two now. As we're over in the lower hallway, coming up the lower hallway, it is high density on the attack, taking down Monar and Butterfungus, doing a nice job there as they turn the tables quickly, running down that lower hallway. Trig in a lot of trouble coming through that lower hallway into the temple walkway was Monar. He gets a kill and the point for Bizanews, and 7-2 now. They have somewhat of a comfortable 5-point lead here. Just about 12 minutes into this round is where we sit. As coming up from the Oak Park area, it is Cryoz ducking his head into the Ivy hallway. He readies a grenade, trying to get it in the direction of Butter. Fungus does so. Butter, though, back too far, was not injured. As Cryoz now quickly retreating, he turns to face Butter Fungus, and he's blown away by Butter Fungus's LR-300 grenade. And just like that, high density coming back with a vengeance here as they want to keep the lead somewhat close. 7-3 is our score in favor of Bizanews right now of Poland. They're doing a good job controlling the tempo of the map, controlling a lot of the choke points here, getting the tactics going is what they've been doing here, getting the drop on high density. But high density doing a decent job here to stay in the game. They're only down by four with a lot of gaming left. As we pick up the action with two, he's in the upper hallway, turns right as he's going to double back out near the koi pond. It's not going to matter. Sam picks up the last kill here, downing Butterfungus. 7-4 now is our score. We start with Bizanews. They quickly infiltrate the upper hallway. Grenades being tossed in their direction. Psychomaniac leading the charge. He's got Cryoz in front of him as Psychomaniac goes at it along with Butterfungus. They gun down Cryoz, who currently is the top scorer here for high density. As we come out to the koi pond, Psychomaniac met by a lot of gunfire, Unknown and company quickly coming through the lower hallway there, doing a good job infiltrating very quickly here. Butterfungus under attack, headshot, he goes down, Unknown with the kill over the main courtyard. So that is going to leave ANTK to fend for himself. ANTK, he's at the end of the Ivy hallway near the missile silo, not going to matter. Trig quickly on him. Trig had only 7% health, but he's able to get the kill. And the point is now a 2-point differential here. 7-5 is our score. We follow high density once again out of their spawn area, quickly into the Oak Park compound. As we see Bizanews already infiltrating the Koi Pond and Ivy hallways, Psychomaniac being gunned down, Zap being gunned down, Butterfungus over in the missile silo under heavy attack here, 30 health and counting. He quickly retreats, reloads his G36. And it is nothing but high-density players coming at him. First gun, first he's able to shoot down high-density, who was that? That was Trig, but two and Sam coming from the opposite end there. It'll kill Butterfungus, and it is now a one-point match, boys and girls. 7-6 is our score here as we just passed the 9-minute, 30-second mark. So high-density playing very well here against a strong Bezenus clan from Poland. But right now, High Density trying to turn the tables on him, and they've been doing a good job here as they're starting to control many of those choke points here in UT Sanctuary. As we see another victory here very quickly by High Density, and our score is now tied 7 apiece as High Density has come back from 5 down. They were down 5 points here just a couple of minutes ago, and just like that, they are back in the game. It is a new game here. 7-7 is our score, just inside 8 minutes to go. As Bezenus now coming up the stairwell past the koi pond, but quickly Unknown ducking down into the ivy hallway. Now Unknown coming through. He's got Zap in his sights, holding near the roll-up door. He's under attack. Zap able to gun him down at the AK-103. But two DE kills here to end the round for Bezenus. ANTK doing a nice job there. Trig and Kryoz going down. That is going to give Bezenus the victory and the lead currently 8-7. As we stick it here with Monar in game, Monar under heavy attack, but Psychomaniac right there to pick off Unknown as they go up the stairs into the upper hallway, dropping down now into the tunnel. That is Psychomaniac as he is leading the charge for Bezenus. Psychomaniac 10 kills on the day, 12 deaths. As he comes through the lower hallway, turns and hooks up with his clanmate. And there's all the gunfire action coming from the Oak Park area. Kryoz and two right there. Kryoz getting the kill on Butterfungus. Zap going down. Sam with the kill. So a High Density doing a good job here, putting on a show of a display of skills here, trying to fend off the attacks here. The last couple gamers here. Psychomaniac now the last gamer standing. He's got the DE out. And he gets the kill through the gate. Not sure what Kryoz was doing. I probably would have backed up, reloaded, and gone around the other way. But nonetheless, he goes down 9-7 now. Bit of a streaky game here. We've seen it by both clients. Current streak, though, in favor of Bezenu. They've rattled off two in a row here. Are they going to make it three? As Zap now coming past the koi pond, gunning down Sam, tearing him asunder with the AK-103. As he now quietly goes up the lower hallway stairs in at two. The upper rest area, we see action on the back side of the map here. Kryoz being gunned down by ANTK, and very quickly, Zap shooting down, shot down by Unknown, but Butterfungus avoiding the death there. Not going to happen this time. Trig right there to finish him off. Psychomaniac put in his place by two, so a lot of action here in favor of High Density as they continue to put pressure on Bezenus. Remember, this is Bezenus' map choice as they go out and win 10-7 now is their score. They have rattled off three in a row to take another lead here as we watch High Density spawn from the missile silo. Coming out to the main courtyard, being led by Sam. He's got the LR-300. It is trained with a laser sight at the upper hallway there. No action as we see Kryoz now going to take a position down that hallway. He turns right and runs over near the koi pond. Here comes Butterfungus. Butterfungus turning, looking to his right. He sees Kryoz. Kryoz supported by Sam. It's going to be Kryoz with the kill. Monar coming up from the temple walkway. He too gunned down Trig with the kill. Zap and Ant going to take their chances. They now drop in to that temple walkway area. And just like that, Psychomaniac final kill here on High Density. And that round, Bezenus just too strong. 11-7 now is our score. We continue to watch the action unfold here, and it has been a back-and-forth game as we're coming up on 5 minutes left in the match. ANTK now dropping down into the tunnel. It is Unknown doing the damage. Unknown now retreating. Looks like he's got to reload. He does. He's got Trig right there as they drop the medic kit and heal each other up underneath the tunnel as the lifeless body of ANTK laying on the stairs. As Butterfungus just above the tunnel, He's got his LR300. Now he's in the rock pile. He's got the drop on Trig. He's able to hit Trig a couple of times. Butterfung is now quickly retreating, calling for a medic, as he has no health left. He's got less than half a bar, and Butterfungus did all he could, but he dies very quickly. Unknown now turns, goes into the upper hallway, taking on Psychomaniac, who gunned down his partner Trig, but Unknown coming out on top there, taking out Psychomaniac. Now is Unknown and Zap going at it in that upper hallway, and it's going to be Zap who comes out on top, 11-8 now in favor of Bizanus, as we watch him spawn in the main courtyard. Quickly, two gamers infiltrate the missile silo. We saw two other gamers at the far end of the Ivy hallway. They meet as we see grenades now being tossed in to the Ivy hallway. And quickly retreating, that was a bees news. And here they come very quickly. They're going to rush in to that Oak Park area. It's a two-on-one. Psychomaniac and Butterfungus doing the killing here, too. And Cryos both going down. As Unknown and Trig now heal up just off the missile silo. Now they make a move there inside the missile silo. They come as Zap leading the charge here for Bizanus. 3-on-3. Gunfire ensues over near the missile silo. And just like that, it is going to be the skills of High Density. Sam and Unknown getting the final kills here for High Density. 11-9 now. Our score here as we're inside 3 minutes and counting. It's going to come down to the wire here. Who's going to take the victory here on the first map? Grenades going off near the missile silo. High Density taking a position up near the main doors. Across the way, we see Zap putting on his G36, sniping into the missile silo compound there. Now he quickly goes up the stairs into the upper hallway. Going to come out near the Koi Pond where he picks up two of his clan mates. That is Psychomaniac and Butterfungus. Together, they heal each other up near the Koi Pond. Go down the Ivy hallway very quickly with ANTK as two and Cryos now quickly running down past the main courtyard on top of the tunnel here. Two trying to fend off the attack of Butterfungus does not do so. Cryos doubling back. He too gunned down by Butterfungus. Score now 12-9. As our leading scores here, Cryos with 21 for High Density, Monar 17, as is ANTK and Psychomaniac for Bizanus. We pick the action up with Psychomaniac, the upper hallway. Running over to the upper rest area, dropping down into the tunnel area he goes, passing the three large concrete pillars. There's nobody down there for High Density. As into the storage area we go, and just coming up at the top of the ladder, that was Cryos. He got himself in a little bit of a corner there, not able to get out quickly. And as we see Unknown and Trig coming through the missile silo into the main courtyard. Psychomaniac and Monar down below. Gunfire ensues. Trig dropping down. He's going to go into the service entrance. And the blue team is the unlose. Yes, that is High Density. They get the round here. 12-10 now, our score, 1 minute 35 on the clock and ticking down towards our break. And High Density down by two, trying to draw within one or even to take this match into our second round on UT Turnpike. ATK getting a kill here on Unknown in the main courtyard. Zap coming around from the upper hallway. He gets the drop and the kill on Trig. Trig did not see him coming until the last minute he turned. Met with a hailstorm of bullets. He goes down 13-10 now, our score. And we're going to keep it right here with Zap from Bizanus. He's got the HE grenade out now and switches to his M4. It's being supported by Butterfungus, who's on the stairwell. The main stairs are taking pot shots at High Density, who's now taking up a position in the missile silo. All five Density gamers are in there as two gets the lead enema from Zap's M4. Great work by Zap. Long distance kill there. Monar trying to flank High Density. He does so, but he's met by a bullet from Unknown. Psychomaniac also killed by Unknown. So much for that tactic. That did not work. A big grenade, though, catches High Density gamers. That was Cryos. Is Sam now on the wrong end of the G36 from Butterfungus? Here they come. Zap and a Butterfungus. We're down to 12 seconds in the round. Gunfire taking place in the silo. It's a 2-on-2 here. Zap and Butterfungus as Unknown gets shot down. That's Trig to fend for himself. This is going to do it for the round. No time remaining. as Trey has his work cut out for him here. He's got two gamers left here, one being Zap, the other being a Butterfungus, two of the top, actually, Butterfungus, the leading killer here for Bizanews. As we quickly go and find Trig. Trig is hiding behind the bench in the Oak Park area. Time has expired here in the match, so we're going to wait at the round time, 2:20 to go in the round time. I don't think that is going to be a factor, as we have to watch action, and here it comes. Trig going to charge. He does so. Able to get Butterfungus. Nice kill there by Trig on Butterfungus. He's got 20 health and going down. Zap and tried to outflank him. Did not do so. We're back to where we were. It's a one-on-one here as Zap now readies an HE grenade. Action quiet. Action slow. What is going to happen here? Trig under attack. Zap doing a good job. Zap down to his DE, so I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. That could mean he is out of ammunition with all his other weapons. And that must be the case, as he is going to hold tight over in the temple walkway. He's content to wait out the last 90 seconds here of the round. As neither gamer giving up any ground, they're basically not moving right now. So we may have to go through a minute 24 of no movement as Trig now slowly and quietly proceeds into the Ivy hallway. Zap not moving, or Trig not moving here, Zap not moving for Bees and New. Zap content to stay right in the hallway, the temple hallway, as we see Trig going back and forth here over in the missile silo. As now he slowly and quietly makes his way into the adjacent Ivy hallway there, but I think we're going to probably end up having a draw here, as neither gamer close to each other at this point. As now both gamers are starting to move, will they meet up? We will have to see. They're getting close, but right now we could have some action. We could have some action if he doesn't go down the stairs. And unfortunately, Trig walking down the stairs, he went the wrong way. As we follow Zap, who's coming out near the koi pond, just near the Ivy hallway. So they're nowhere near each other. This round going to end in a draw unless something happens here very quickly. Out onto the Ivy hallways he goes, and time ticking down. 8 seconds. 6. Yes, I know, I forgot 7. 4 seconds. 3, 2. It is going to be a draw. 13-10 is the score in the first round. So we're going to step away, take a break, come back here with round two action. It's Oswald, and you're inside the game.
Quake 3, Counter-Strike. Quake 3, Counter-Strike. Quake 3, Counter-Strike.
I'm going to turn this car around if you do not shut up.
Quake 3 and Counter-Strike. And a whole lot more. This is the all-new family-oriented radio.
And it's Oswald back here with you between rounds as we run down scores from that first round. As Butterfungus leading his clan to victory there, 20 kills for him, 13 for the clan. Score now 13-10. ANTK and Monar right behind him, 19 apiece. Psychomaniac with 17, and Zap bringing up the rear with 14. As for High Density, who played a bit streaky, as did Bizanews, Kryos 23 kills, Unknown 22, Trig 17, Sam 13, and 2 with 10. So we'll have to see what UT Costa brings us here in just a couple of minutes. I'm going to step away, and we'll be right back.
like some of this.
Rocket launcher, LG style, and a nice jump pad assault on the quad dealer by Ricky. He's down through the rocket, and Paul Wall's going to pick up that quad.
Or some of this.
First Templar in front, showing off several zealots. Nicely done here by Kyrgios. He's pushing back for Ricky, slowly but surely. He's got a dark Templar to deal with.
How about both?
I love you. I love you too.
This is Radio ITG.
And we are back here, still in between rounds, as we have switched over to UT Casa. Up all the action here in just a couple of minutes. Clan's still warming up, just doing a little bit of housekeeping here. just a bit of housekeeping, that's all I'm doing here, as I'm getting set here for the second round on UT Casa. We will have to see what this map is going to hold here. This will be the make-or-break map for one of these clans. Remember, high density in a must-win situation right now is that they have two losses. So they got to come out with a vengeance here in the second round. They did show some great skills, though, in the first round, as they were able to put together a couple streaks of their own. But Bizen, who's right there to answer the call, as Bizen, who was able to jump out to a five-point lead at one point on UT Sanctuary, but very quickly, High Density came back, erased that deficit, and actually took the lead for a couple of rounds. So we are between rounds here, between matches. UT Casa going to be next up here on the docket as we pull out the UT Casa map. And you think after casting this map damn near every match, I would know it. Actually, I do know it, but still have the aerial view if you'd like that. UrbanTerror.net/Casa.jpg. That is the map. Three main areas here on UT Casa: Fountain Courtyard, Patio Courtyard, and the Marketplace, all connected by either a new alleyway or an old alleyway and the alley timbers. Looks like Bizanu's getting ready to put things into motion here. Blue team not ready, so we are waiting for High Density. They're asking for one more minute here, so we give them 60 seconds on the clock. Watch the snipers in this map. Alley Timbers prone for snipers, as is the upper fountain hallway, or what is also titled the narrow side hallway. Both areas give up to the sniper. And another area I found that I guess I didn't know about this, but if you hang over the patio courtyard, you can actually get an angled shot through the courtyard alleyway into the fountain courtyard. Pretty impressive shot if you can pull it off, as we have seen a couple of gamers do it. We saw it yesterday in our other match. Gamers will usually take a position in the fountain courtyard to toss grenades through the alleyway, but if they're not careful, they will be picked off by a gamer on the patio courtyard side with a well-trained sniper rifle in their hands. So we'll have to watch for that, see if that actually happens here. As we're going to run down starting lineups here for you. Bizen is going to start with the same lineup they had. Psychomaniac, ANTK, Butterfungus for High Density. High Density probably going to sub in Frick for, honestly, I don't know who. Unknown Frick 2, Kryos, Trig, and Sam. So one of those six going to have to sit down, and it's going to be 2. So 2 is going to be the sub here. So it's going to be Unknown Frick, Kryos, Trig, and Sam. Very impressed with Kryos. I don't believe I saw him play for High Density when they took on Akaria. But Kryos having a very nice game so far. 23 kills there in the first round for him. And we are just about set to go here. Is Bizen is going to be in red, as both clans now ready to start. Clan Base Spring 2005 Cup action will continue this weekend and into next week, and hopefully you'll be around to tune in. All you have to do, radioitg.com, click on schedule, and you can see everything that's happening. We're set to go here. Clock is counted down. 3, 2, 1. Good luck and have fun. We are now in the match. We start with High Density coming out of the new spawn, or the covered passageway spawn, excuse me, down the upper fountain hallway we run with a couple of High Density gamers. Unknown going to hole up on that patio between the two hallways there, as we see a grenade, a smoke grenade being tossed here as on the patio courtyard side of the upper hallway, the upper fountain hallway there. As Zap now coming in there, he is going to go through that smoke, and at the other end he is met by Sam. Sam injured as he took a couple of rounds. Sam let loose with the LR-300, though. as action taking place here very quickly. As we're just a couple steps behind here to catch up on the action, as ANTK killed from behind by Trigg with his MP5K. We now retreat down the new alley toward the marketplace with Sam. He's got 20 health, and he is the last gamer here as Butterfungus taking out Trigg. So it's going to be a one-on-one here, Sam and Butterfungus, to go at it here in the first round. And Butterfungus, backing up the ramp here into the Fountain Courtyard, picks off Sam with a scope, the G36. Bizanu's out here, 1-0 lead to start the match. And we stay with Butterfungus coming through the marketplace, taking shots at Trigg. Trigg actually had the SR8 out, and he is bleeding quite a bit. He gets healed here from Frick. So Butterfungus able to chase back the sniper here from High Density, as Trigg now going back to the spawn area in the old alleyway, trying to get an SR8 shot off, as we see Frick now quickly retreating past the T-intersection. Sam in front of him over in the patio courtyard as he goes up the steps into the upper fountain hallways. Monar quickly coming down here, LR300 screaming in his hand. And it's going to be Sam who gets a kill on Monar, but Zap coming up the stairs erases Sam. So just like that, Bizen is out very quickly here as ANTK and Butterfungus finishing off High Density 2-0. Our score on UT Casa as we begin the second map here. High Density respawns over in the covered passageway. Once again, Unknown on that patio, tossing grenades in it to the courtyard alley, as Monar on the opposite side readies an HE grenade coming through here. He drops in there just a bit high over the head of Cryos, who now has the 50 cal Desert Eagle out, trying to pistol whip some Bees and News gamers. Not able to do so, drops a grenade in there. And actually, Zap, barbecued by Unknown's grenade, actually catches Monar, my bad. Catches Monar not ready. As we go back to the backside of the alley, Timbers, it is Unknown with the final kill, gunning down Psychomaniac. 2-1 now, our score here in favor of Bizanews. As we spawn with Bizanews quickly making their way out to the patio courtyard. Leading the charge here is Monar and Psychomaniac. Monar up the stairs into the upper fountain hallway, dropping one grenade. Here comes a second grenade, I'm sure. Monar injured, retreating down the stairs now, gets a healing from Psychomaniac. As quickly coming through and being met by a grenade, that was Monar, Unknown from High Density with that kill. Great work with the grenade. Actually, haven't seen a lot of grenades so far on either map. This map somewhat prone to some grenade spam, especially over the tops of the buildings, which really is an illegal maneuver, but we see gamers doing it all the time. And again, that will be corrected. Cryoz coming through the courtyard alley. He's under heavy attack from a Zap and Psychomaniac as they retreat, heal each other up. As now Cryoz under the arched foyer over the bridge into the marketplace alley. They heal up Cryoz and Trigg. They turn looking down the alley. Timbers, Cryoz now with the LR300 out. He's got Trigg right behind him, so Trigg and Cryo is now going to run down the Psychomaniac, met and killed. Zap under heavy attack. Zap able to take out Cryos, but Trigg is right there to finish off Bizanews. Score now tied 2-2 with 15 minutes to go here in the round. Remember, High Density down by 3 by virtue of their loss, 13-10 on a Sanctuary, so they got a couple of points to make up here to stay in the game. Is Bizanews coming through the upper front hallway in to the patio courtyard. You hear the grenades being tossed over there. All the High Density clan members avoiding those grenades. As Sam now going to stick his head into the upper fountain hallway. Nobody there, but quickly Monar from the patio ducks in and ducks back out. So clans slowing the game down here just a bit as we are with Bizanews over in the fountain courtyard. And here he comes, Unknown coming through. He's taking aim at Zap. Able to gun down Zap as High Density gets the flawless victory here. That's the first one. We've done a nice job. 3-2 now in favor of High Density. They spawn from the covered passageway, make their way through the fountain courtyard. As grenades being exchanged through that courtyard alley again, Zap dropping a grenade, quickly retreating. We see grenades tossed into the upper fountain hallway. Nobody home there for High Density as High Density had doing the dropping of the grenades. Up on the patio above the courtyard. as we keep the action right here with Unknown. He's got the LR300 out. He's got Cryos down below near the alleyway. Unknown back and forth, just checking to make sure that upper fountain hallway is clear. It is, as he keeps going back and forth. He's got three gamers in front of him. That is Cryos going after Bizanus here, but Cryos met with resistance. It's Zap who guns him down. Sam also gunned down by Monar, and Frick shot by ANTK. So Bizanus doing a good job here, but unfortunately they ran into a red brick wall called a Bizanus. They are left with Trig, but Trig is gunned down near the T intersection. That is going to do it. Bizanus gets a victory. They tie things up here. 3-3 is our score. As we come up on the 13-minute marks, grenades being exchanged over near the T-intersection. A grenade from Bizanus catches a couple of the high-density gamers. That is Frick calling for a medic. Density down the alley. Timbers, they come. Gunfire, 10 gamers in the same spot. Listen to the gunfire in the background. Who's going to come out on top? It is going to be Bizanus by virtue of Butter Fungus and a Zap. And that action, no way to keep up with it. At the end of the alley, alley timbers there. My God. Nothing but blood and bodies falling. As a high density now down by one, 4-3. Bizanus has run off the last two in a row. As we see Bizanus over in the marketplace. Again, a lot of down the alley timbers. You hear headshots. Unknown on the wrong side of the G36. From a Butter Fungus, and just like that, Bizanus picks up another victory here, and they're starting to control the map here. As they've won the last two in a row, we're going to spawn with Bizanus once again. As we're with Monar coming under the bridge into the fountain courtyard. Frick turns around. I'm surprised Frick doesn't see him now. Frick guns down Monar. Monar had actually already killed a couple of gamers here from high density. He was basically back-to-back with Frick there, but Frick not able to see him. Upper Fountain Hallway we go, and it's Cryos killing Zap. Dropping a grenade and then dropping off that perch into the patio courtyard. He runs. He's got Sam right behind him underneath the tunnel. Who was making that move? I missed who that was here for Bizanus. That was Psychomaniac. Psychomaniac actually doubling back, and he's in the old alleyway looking into the patio courtyard. As Bizanus under a heavy attack here, and down goes Psychomaniac. Frick with the kill to draw within one. 5-4 now our score here in favor of Bizanus. We respawn once again. High density taking their position in the fountain courtyard once again. As we see Psychomaniac coming through the market alley, gunning down Cryos. Frick across the bridge into the market alley he goes. He's got Trig in front of him. Trig now going to try his luck at down the alley. We know he decides not to. As Unknown, and Unknown actually gets a kill on a Psychomaniac. More grenades being tossed over the buildings. As we keep it in the arched foyer with high density, Trig now dropping down. Trig passing the T-intersection. He's going after Monar. Monar on the stairs of the patio courtyard. He is shot down. We are all tied up, 5 apiece once again. We are tied. This is about the third tie we've had so far in 10 minutes of gaming as we hit the halfway point here. And high density still in the match as they are in a 3-round winning streak. Gameplay somewhat slowing down here as high density making sure they get the necessary kills here as we see Sam coming through the upper fountain hallway. He's got the LR300 out now, drops down into the fountain courtyard. Down the ramp he runs under the bridge. Nobody there. He hops up, goes into the market alleyway. Nobody in the market alleyway or the market place, I should say. The marketplace, nobody home. His cry is under heavy attack. Monar with the kill. 70 health left for Monar. He picks up Butterfungus and ANTK as they go in search of Sam. Sam now running down the alley timbers. He's got 80 health. He's got a full round, a full clip in his LR300. As we hear the G36 from Butterfungus going off. Butterfungus injured and hurt. or injured and bleeding, I should say. He's got about 20 health. As Sam makes his way through the courtyard, patio courtyard, into the courtyard alleyway, coming out into the fountain courtyard, running away from Bizanus, but Bizanus finds him, and it's going to be Butterfungus with the G36 from across the courtyard under the arched foyer. Going to get the kill here. 6-5 now our score in favor of Bizanus. As Bizanus spawns, takes a position in the fountain courtyard once again. Zap through the upper fountain hallway. He drops a grenade, but he is met with a little bit of resistance there. 20 health on him. He is injured. He goes down unknown. Gets one kill, but quickly retreats, dropping a grenade as he runs. That grenade going off, a second grenade drop there, but out of the perch comes Monar. Monar readies an HE grenade, looking to do some damage of his own. As Unknown catches grenade, he goes down. Great action right there as Sam and Kryaz into the upper fountain hallway they go. Psychomaniac cutting down Sam, but Psycho on the wrong end of Kryaz's LR-300. But who's there to clean it up? That's right, Butterfungus for Bizanus. As Trig in a lot of trouble, he's injured, bleeding, trying to reload and heal himself, not able to do so. It's going to be Monar who gets the kill at the T-intersection. 7-5 now, our score in favor of Bizanus, as they have come back, taken the lead, and given themselves a two-point cushion here to go along with the three. So they have a five-point lead with just about 7.5 to go here on UT Casa. Unknown letting loose with a couple grenades back into the upper fountain hallway. Clearing the hallway. Here he comes down. He meets up, and Zap is going to get the kill on Kryaz. As we see Monar slowed down by Trig's SR-8. So the SR-8 now coming out here for high density. We're going to keep it here with Trig for just a moment. He's over on the Marketplace patio. And here comes a gamer through, but Trig cannot get the full kill. He hits Zap in the arm and quickly retreating down the new alleyway over near the covered passageway. And coming around the corner, it is Psychomaniac. No fear from Psychomaniac as he gets the headshot, gunning down Trig. And that is all she wrote. 8-5 now. And a high density, going to have to step it up here the last 6 minutes. They're down by 6, and they need a big rally here to get back in the game. At least draw even to give themselves a chance here in the last, I would say, 2 or 3 minutes. Will that happen? Wait and see. Right now, things slowing down for Bizanus just a bit. We see three gamers in the patio courtyard. Zap, Anti-K, and Monar as Trig catches a bullet from Psychomaniac. Psychomaniac doing a nice job cutting down Sam and Frick. As Monar picks off Unknown, and just like that, Bizanus gets a flawless victory of their own to match one that High Density put up here just a little bit ago. And that could do it. 4-point lead now for Bizanus. High Density definitely has her work cut out for them. They're down by 7 points here. 4 in this round, 3 in the previous round. It's a big obstacle to overcome, and right now, a streak here as we see Kryaz gunning down Zap, doing a nice job in the marketplace. We go, the action continues, and it's going to be Psychomaniac cut down by Unknown. Unknown also killing Monar, so Unknown on a bit of a killing streak here. Last two gamers as he goes after and gets ANTK to finish off the round here for High Density. So that could be the round that they needed to win. 9-6 here is our score. We spawn with High Density once again. They quickly come out. As we're going to follow Unknown here for just a couple of minutes. As Frick coming down past the T-intersection. He's got Zap in a lot of trouble. Shot and killed. As Frick along with Sam go north up the alley. Timbers as we see Monar retreating down the new alleyway. Bleeding to death in his Monar. He's calling for a medic. He's going to get Butterfungus over there to at least give him 40 health back. Psychomaniac, their medic, quickly comes and heals up Monar to his 80% as they are now trapped over in the new alleyway. As Monar now going to lead the charge, coming around the corner, he's able to pick off Frick as they just turn in. As ANTK and Psychomaniac able to erase Unknown and Trig. So Bizanus answers the call. They stop that quick run by High Density, 4 minutes on the clock. As a grenade from a Monar catches Trig and Kryaz, not good for high density here, as they need to stay in the game here. And right now, they're in a lot of trouble, down by four in this round, down to their last gamer. That is Sam. Sam reloading underneath the bridge under attack. A grenade being tossed in his direction, and it catches Sam. That is another victory here for Beeson News, as we now see Zap whipping out the secret weapon, being being the HK-69. The grenade launcher is out. And, okay, it is out. Not going to do much damage, but good going. So 3 minutes to go here. I think this game is just about in the books here for Beeson News, unless they have a complete collapse, which I doubt is going to happen, as we see Psychomaniac and ANTK healing up after a little bit of a matchup here in the marketplace. Trig and Sam again on the wrong end of the weapons. As coming down the alley, Timbers, it is Cryos and Unknown. Psychomaniac, the true psycho, two gamers. He kills them both. Great work from Psychomaniac there as we check in scores here. Psychomaniac, 19 kills, 4 Beeson News. Unknown and Trig both with 14. Frick right behind them with 13. So we're approaching the 2 minute mark here. And it is all Beeson News as they continue to extend their lead now, which is out to 6 points here. As we follow Psychomaniac down the alley, Timbers calling for a medic. He is going to get a medic here. Going to heal up. And things slow down here for Beeson News. Just put time is on their side. Time against high density. And high density going to finish out the round here. They put up a good round. They did have the lead a couple of times, just not able to further extend that lead, as Beeson News might be just a bit too strong here, as they continue to support each other very well. Some good tactics by Beeson News here. And high density, both clans have put on a great display of skills, but Beeson News going to come out victorious today. So we're down to the last 1:30 here in the round. Sam and Frick over near the T intersection. Bridge, Unknown gets shot down by Psychomaniac, who's then killed by Unknown in the market or in the Fountain Courtyard. Red team wins. And just like that, it is another red team victory for Beeson News. 14-6 here, so they have actually extended their lead. 1:20 on the clock. As we follow Beeson News out of the spawn, upper fountain hallway we go. Grenades being tossed over the rooftops again. Beeson News doing the tossing. High density trying to avoid the grenades. We see a team kill here. ANTK shooting down to Zap, his teammate. We follow Cryos now. Cryos into the fountain courtyard he goes. He's taking on ANTK in the patio above the fountain, but it's going to be ANTK with the kill as he then bleeds to death from Cryos' attacks. So we pick things up with Sam, who's made a move into the upper fountain hallway. Down the alleyway he runs. The hallway he runs. He's taking aim at Butterfungus. Butterfungus, he's got the DE out. And it's going to be Sam with the automatic weapon. The MP5K, let that do the talking. 14-7 now. Our score, 27 seconds to go. This could be our final round here in the match. Good gaming all around, but it's going to be Beeson News today who takes a victory. And they will continue on at the top of the group as high this loss all but out of the competition here. Spring 2005 Cup action. 3-2-1. Time has expired. We're going to finish out this round here. We're going to keep it with Butterfungus under the arched foyer. He comes turning right into the marketplace alley. Sees a couple of his clanmates as Frick, the last gamer, left alive here. Frick let loose near the T intersection. He's up back in the old alleyway. Frick under heavy attack. He is going to go down. That is the final kill there. Congratulations once again going out to Beeson News. We're going to step away, take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up here. It's Oswald. You're inside the game.
Okay, so we all piled into the company kitchen and cooked up theories. that every radio station that could possibly be successful had already been created.
This theory held true for approximately 27 minutes until it was shot down by 13-year-old Jimmy Smith.
I just thought it sounded pretty dumb.
It sounded pretty dumb. So we decided to assemble a new station focused on games, gamers, gaming, gaming, and gaming.
You said gaming three.
Hey, shut the hell up. Tune in, listen, and play with Radio ITG. We go inside the game to provide you with live sports coverage. You wanted it. You got it. A gaming station devoted to...
games.
So keep it here.
And welcome back to Inside the Game. Oswald here with you as we are in our post-game wrap-up. Once again, congratulations going out to Bizanu's final score of the match, 28-17, as we're getting ready to hand out our Act of War Warriors of the Game. Tough call today. Some good gaming by both clans. It's going to be a tough one here. I'm going to have to give it to Monar for Bizanu's. He had two consistent rounds, 19 kills in both rounds. A positive contribution on both rounds. So congratulations to Monar for Bizanu's. And for High Density. And for High Density, we're going to hand it out to Trig. So congratulations to our Act of War Warriors of the Game today, Trig and Monar. So that is going to do it for us here. Again, I do want to thank everybody for tuning in. All the action today. Bizanu's coming out on top as they now take a big lead here in the group stage. Congratulations to them as they are on top. And it looks like they will make it into the playoffs. So that's going to do it. I do want to thank everybody for tuning in. We will see you next time here on Inside the Game.